is the iNews via remote. I'm a newly released Australian military report into war crimes has found evidence that elite Australian troops unlawfully killed 39 Afghan prisoners, farmers, and civilians. Australian Defence Force Chief General Angus Campbell said Thursday the shameful record included alleged instances in which new patrol members would shoot a prisoner in order to achieve their first kill in a practice known as blooding. He said the soldiers would then plant weapons and radios to support false claims the prisoners were enemies killed in action. Campbell said the illegal killings began in 2009, with the majority occurring in 2013 and 2012. He said some in the Special Air Service encouraged a self-centered warrior culture, and that the report recommended 19 soldiers be investigated by police for possible charges, including murder. Israel and Bahrain will institute an e-visa system on December 1st to facilitate travel by their citizens between the two countries, Bahrain's foreign minister said, anticipating 14 weekly flights between the Gulf Kingdom and Tel Aviv. The system would entail applying online for entry visas. Israel and Bahrain signed a U.S. brokered agreement in September, establishing formal ties. Bahrain's first official government delegation to Israel and traveling on the first Gulf Air commercial flight to Tel Aviv landed in Israel Wednesday as the two countries look to broaden cooperation. Bahrain's foreign minister met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and visiting U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Jerusalem. Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates established formal ties with Israel in a deal signed at the White House on September 15th. Sudan has since said it would also formalize relationships with Israel.